Welcome to the Scuttlebutt Radio Program with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. Radio for veterans by veterans. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now. A show for veterans by veterans.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us on the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, the voice of the veterans. For the veterans, transmitting live on 106.5 FM and firing the shots heard around the world at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. You're on board with Tom Claxton and Cal Walters, both veterans of the United States Marine Corps, and we welcome you to the most important and entertaining show on the radio each week as we tackle the issues and concerns vital to the welfare of our nation's most neglected asset, the United States military veteran. And we have got an outstanding show coming up for you today. But first, I want to thank some of the sponsors that helped make the show possible.
We certainly do. We'd like to thank the battleship USS Alabama Memorial Park, Viva Medicare of Alabama, the law firm of Gardberg and Kimberly, Ed's Seafood Shed, the official sponsor of Tom's Tirade, Serenity Funeral Homes and Gardens, and Lifeline's Counseling Services, the Veteran 211 Hotline.
And, of course, we want to thank all our sponsors and you, our great listeners, because we could not do this without your support. So please let them know that you heard it on the Scuttlebutt. And, of course, SBN's all about giving our veterans a voice on the issues that are important to them. So you can always join in the discussion at 343-0106 or 866-983-2777. We've got a packed show coming up for you tonight, so you can always check out scuttlebuttnetwork.com. For more information on the topics of the day, later on SBN, we will be joined by veteran and patriot Mr. Lou Lartigue from the South Alabama Veterans Council. He'll get us up to speed on the latest happenings for veterans around the South Alabama area. And, of course, Tom's Tirade on the blood of traitors. You don't want to miss it. But first, it is an honor to be joined on SBN by Mr. Bill Clark from Serenity Funeral Home and Gardens. Bill, welcome back to the Scuttlebutt, and thank you for all that you do for our veterans and their families.
Thank you, Cal. It is my pleasure to be here.
I tell you, it's really neat to be able to have you in the studio and talk about the things that are going on with Serenity Funeral Homes and all of our fine veterans. But I think you had a chance to go down to New Orleans and visit that World War II museum. How was that, man?
Tom, it's amazing. I went through it about 3 or 4 years ago, and I was in a rush. I tried to see it in about 2 hours, and that's just impossible. So this past weekend, I met my nephew over there, and we toured it all day long and still didn't see everything that I would have liked to have seen. But it is truly, in my opinion, the best museum in America. I think it is ranked number 3 in the country, but in my opinion, it should be number 1.
That is just unbelievable. So how did you feel with the atmosphere there? What was it like?
You get a sense of awe. They spared really no expense in building this museum and honoring the greatest generation ever. The detail that went into the objects that you see there, the experiences. They have a short movie narrated by Tom Hanks. It's about 20, 25 minutes, but it's in 4D. You're sitting there in this theater. The seats rumble when tanks go by or when the shells are bursting in the air. When they're in the Black Forest, you see snow is falling.
Y'all be jumping up and hollering, man.
Yeah, snow is falling from the ceiling.
Oh, my goodness.
It's an experience. It's almost like a ride, really.
How long has the museum been open?
It started in around 2000. Now, it's been about 28 years in the making. They went through a series of fundraisers, and it got kind of sidetracked. They got back on track, and then they had things like Hurricane Katrina that knocked them back a little, the economy, several other things. But they finally got everything really back on track and moved forward with congressional approval. With funding and some very successful fundraising.
That's unbelievable, man. I imagine it took a heck of a lot of money to make all that happen.
Oh, yeah. It did. And when you see it, you'll see where the money went.
Okay. That is neat. Well, what kind of sense of unity was it? I mean, did the visitors all have a lot of camaraderie, or what did you feel? What did you see?
That is one thing that really struck me, Tom. We live in a very divisive country right now. Republicans against Democrats, liberals against conservatives. But the feeling I got there, everyone was so proud to be an American, to share that experience together and to look back on what sacrifice, the type of sacrifices that these guys made in World War II. It's a very humbling experience.
But you know, Bill, we're losing those people really, really fast. I can remember at one time we had 15, 25 of those guys in our Marine Corps League, and we were doing a count on them today. I think we have three that are still alive.
It's sad, but it is the life cycle. When I first started in the funeral business, we were still having services for World War I veterans.
Oh, my goodness.
Then,
well, you are old, huh, baby?
I'm getting there.
Somebody's old as I am.
I'm about to catch you.
I ain't going to slow down.
But, yes, we're getting towards the very end of that greatest generation, the World War II veterans that shaped the world.
Right. Yep. And just so awesome, man. But you know, all that being said, now you're always here, and you're long supported the veterans of our nation. But some of the things that you guys do out at Serenity Funeral Home, Serenity Memorial Gardens, and Lawn Haven Memorial Gardens to help our veterans covers a full spectrum, doesn't it?
Well, you know, we've always been a proud supporter of our. Of course, our active military, but especially the wonderful veterans in our area, our state, our country. We try to give back to those men and women that have sacrificed so much for us to have the way of life that we enjoy.
Right.
At Serenity and at Lawn Haven, we provide free grave spaces for our veterans. I just think that is something that we should do, something we should give back. Our small part of saying thank you for what you've done for us.
Well, I know that you guys surely make a concentrated effort to have them receive whatever honors they do as well.
Right. We with the help of the family of bringing us the necessary documents to obtain a military honor ceremony, obtain the flag, obtain a VA marker, we try to put all that together to help those families to further honor those veterans. And so anything that we can do as an organization to make that happen, that is something that we always will strive to do.
Okay. Well, you know, how can they get in touch with you out at Serenity?
They can call us anytime, 251-653-4781. They can go visit our website, www.serenityfuneralhome.com. Our counselors are always available to speak with any of our families to answer any questions they may have.
Okay. Well, you know, people are just dying to get in your business.
Gee, I've never heard that. That's a new. Let me write that.
Yeah,
down.
Write that down, baby.
I may have to use.
I can
that
have
sometime.
That tattooed on my arm. People are dying to get in your business.
But all kidding aside, it's always been a passion of mine, really, with veterans. I think I've shared this with you before. My father was a Pearl Harbor survivor on a submarine.
Right, yeah.
And I lost a brother in Vietnam in 68. So I'm passionate about that.
That's awesome.
I just don't think that we ever, as a nation, do enough to thank our veterans.
We don't. And they're, you know, they're not entitled to it. They have earned it, you know.
Exactly.
God bless you and what you do and what Serenity does for all of our veterans. And we appreciate having you on the show and helping sponsor the show.
Well, it is my honor. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
It's Scuttlebutt Radio with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. Radio for veterans by veterans. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now.
And welcome back to the Scuttlebutt Network radio program. The voice of the veterans for the veterans, transmitting live on 106.5 FM, firing the shots heard around the world at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. Our number is 343-0106 or 866-983-2777. You can also catch us on the TuneIn app for your smartphone. Check us out on Facebook. You can follow me on Twitter. It's at Cal_SBN. If you like to listen on demand, our regularly aired podcasts are up via most of the podcasting sites out there. Also, you can check out Tom's tirade on demand at castbox.net. And it is a privilege to be speaking with Mr. Lou Lartigue from the South Alabama Veterans Council. Lou, welcome back to SBN. Thank you for your service.
Hey, thanks, Cal, for having me on. I appreciate it, buddy.
Lou, but the guest at the upcoming South Alabama Veterans meeting, which we'll have on 17 March, you have two speakers. Can you give us a little bit of insight on that?
Yeah, we have two lined up. One is Trooper Henry Legrand, and he is a Buffalo Soldier, World War II tank killer guy, and he's going to talk to us about his time in World War II and what he done and what he experienced. So I've heard him talk before, and he does quite well and very interesting. So I think everybody will get something out of that. All these guys are leaving us so fast that I tried to, you know, get one in every now and then just to, keep us aware of that greatest generation.
Yeah, we're losing that generation pretty fast.
Yeah, we are. And I also got Jamie Odom coming in, and he's the Alabama Department of Veteran Affairs local veteran service guy down at the Bay Hayes building here in Mobile. And I wanted to give everybody an opportunity to meet him, and he's going to kind of explain what he and his office does, what his capabilities are, what he's able to do for us, and also explain some of the new benefits and the changing benefits that are taking place since 1 January, especially since 1 January. So we look forward to having him to kind of give us an update.
That is awesome. Now and also we talking about we need to be getting the gold star on our driver's license and veterans and on the veterans right hand part of their license.
Yeah, exactly. And I was talking to Jamie today, and yeah, he said that, you know, we all need to look at that and be prepared to go down to the driver's license office, DMV, and look at getting that veteran put on the lower right-hand part of the your driver's license and the gold star on the upper right.
Right.
One, you need that gold star to be able to fly after 1 October.
That's right.
And the veteran part on the bottom. A lot of the military installations now are requiring that and other things, depending on the installation,
right, to
allow veterans to get in to shop at the commissaries and the PX facilities.
Right. But, and a lot of guys that don't have their VA cards, that would be the only way they could get in.
Exactly. And it varies by installation, depending upon the installation's security levels and so forth, but that's a must have if you don't have your VA card or your retired military ID card.
Right.
So he's gonna talk to us about some of that kind of thing and that stuff, which I think everyone will get something out of his talk.
Well, trying to get the gold star on your driver's license, I stand to be corrected, but I understand you have to have your birth certificate and you have to have two invoices from whatever current address that you're at, showing that address is on it so that you can get that.
You have to have at least a couple of identifications, either, like, say, your birth certificate or a military ID.
Social Security card or something.
Social Security card. Different methods of being able, at least two, to be able to identify you with that, with the rights. So, yeah, and he'll he'll get us all straight on that and a few other things that's going on, because I tell you, being able to go to the commissary and the PX, saving that 10% tax,
right.
And it what? Really does, it really does help. And because I know I go to Biloxi and I go to Pensacola from time to time.
There you go. Okay.
And take advantage of that, do my quarterly shopping.
There you go. Okay. All right, Lou. Well, stand by. We're going to go to a break here and get a word from our fine sponsors. And when we come back from the break, we'll have Brother Lou Lartigue on again.
Hit a lick against what's wrong. Say a word for what's right, even though you get walloped for saying that word. I may sound like a Bible beater yelling up a revival at a river crossing camp meeting, but that don't change the truth none. There's right and there's wrong. You gotta do one or the other. You do the one and you're living. You do the other and you may be walking around, but you're dead as a beaver hat.
It's Scuttlebutt Radio with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. Radio for veterans by veterans. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now.
And welcome back, and thank you for joining us today on the Scuttlebutt Network radio program. A voice of the veterans for the veterans, transmitting live on 106.5 FM, firing the shots heard around the world at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. I'm Cal Walters, along with Tom Claxton, and we're glad that you've joined us to discuss the issues facing our veterans today. Our number is 343-0106 or 866-983-2777 to join in the discussion. Hey, you can check us out on Facebook. You can also follow me on Twitter. It's at Cal_SBN.
And we certainly want to thank the fine folks that continue to help make this show possible. The battleship USS Alabama, Memorial Park, our sea lawyer Colin Kimberly, and all the fine folks at the law firm of Gardberg and Kimberly, Viva Medicare of Alabama, Serenity Funeral Home and Gardens, and Lifelines Counseling Service. And they are the ones that handle the Veterans 211 hotline.
And hey, before we jump back into the conversation with Lou, I do want to take a moment to mention an event coming up next week. It is the JMH Let's Get It 5K Run to benefit the Wounded Warrior Project and the Semper Fi Fund. It is Saturday, March 14th at the Paint Store, 2051 Airport Boulevard in Mobile. Registration starts at 8:30 and the race begins at 10. For more information or to register, visit www.jmhletsgetit.com. Again, that's the JMH Let's Get It 5K Run to benefit the Wounded Warrior Project and the Semper Fi Fund. It's Saturday, March 14th at the Paint Store, 2051 Airport Boulevard. Registration starts at 8:30 and the race begins at 10. And again, it's a privilege to be speaking with Mr. Lou Lartigue from the South Alabama Veterans Council. Lou, again, thank you for being here.
All right, thanks, Cal.
Now, Lou, you've got so many things going on here. Now, we were talking about the Gold Star, the driver's license, and all, but how about the Armed Forces Day and the Blue Star Salute on 16 May? Where are we at on that?
Yeah, I tell you what, we're really starting to grind out the fine-tune the things, getting ready for that. We have our seventh annual 5K run and walk all planned and ready to go. Nice T-shirt design, good medallions, and we also got some surprises in addition to the Silver Wings parachute team from Fort Benning, Georgia, doing a halo dive over the battleship and bringing in the American flag for the Buffalo soldiers to bring up on horseback. So a lot of good stuff going on. We got some National Guard and Reserve units going to have some static displays out there, so it's going to be a great day. And stay tuned. We'll keep updating as we get closer.
Are you and Pat going to jump?
You know, I tell you what, adrenaline starts to flow every time I see that chute pop open. I got about 60 of those jumps under my belt, and every time I see one, I just get a chill.
Well, I tell you what, you need to jump one more time so you can say 61, because I'm not going to do any. I'm not jumping out of a perfectly damn good airplane.
I tell you what, I ain't going to say it.
All right, let's go ahead on.
Anyway, you know, it's going well, and we're getting there.
That's
and
awesome.
I wanted to also mention to our veterans out there, especially our Vietnam veterans, that
about the veteran medallions.
If they hadn't got their medallion from the from the Mobile Bay Area Veterans Day Commission folks who gave out. They just went out and ordered another 1,000 of those things.
Oh, my goodness.
And because, so if you hadn't got them, they're still available. And if you didn't get one, you know, if you go to savc.net or you get with the Veterans Day Commission at gmail.com, you know, you can get put in for one of those
those
medals.
Yep. But you know, so do you remember offhand the years that they actually recognized?
Yes, they do, and I think that is from January 1, 1961 to August 14, 1974.
Okay. Yeah, I fell in that category. That's the reason I was wondering.
Yeah. So if you didn't get one, and we'll have more information, you know, is available, and Pete Ream's kind of heading that up, and so we got more medals coming in, and they're available.
There you go. Okay. How about how's our count over at in tournaments at the Spanish Fort Veterans Cemetery?
Well, I tell you what, that's another place that people are dying to get into.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have said that.
I know. I shouldn't have said it either, but what the hell? You know?
But I tell you what, the guys over there, Tony Ross and Joe over there, are doing a great job. The place looks wonderful. It's really a beautiful and a tribute to our veterans. Right now we have a total interments of 2,120. We're running about anywhere from 28 to 32 a month.
Good gracious.
And we've got a total of 3,000 registered. It's one of the only veteran cemeteries that you can pre-register
for. Yes, that is awesome.
And even though you pre-register, you don't have to. They ain't gonna call your number.
No, they don't call the number like we did when we went in service. Yeah.
So, but I mean, it is a. If you hadn't got over there at Spanish Fort on 225, and visited the place, it's worth a trip.
Well, a lot of the veterans don't realize, and their families don't realize that the wife can be involved in that as well, and on the same plot.
Exactly, and what they do is on one side of the stone, they'll have your information on the back side of the stone. They take the stone up and have it another stone made with her information on the back.
Right, that's neat.
And you know, there's different forms of different ways you can be interred there, either the casket or in the columbarium, or have your ashes buried,
right,
or have them scattered. So, garden has become very
popular,
but it's become a lot of people have chosen that also.
Right, they actually have something like a mausoleum that you can put those urns in.
Exactly, they have a columbarium
that's what I thought that word was.
and like I said, they got the scatter garden with a wall, and when they scatter the remains, they put a plaque up there with your name and the same information that would go on the cross if you were buried in a casket burial.
Right. Okay.
So it's a beautiful and. It's beautiful. I've got my reservation in.
There you go. Mine's in, but it's not there. But I'm not trying to rush it though, Lou.
Okay. Not either.
I'm not trying to rush it, Lou. You know.
But it is it's a great opportunity for our soldiers for the entire state. Matter of fact, they look in at what Admiral Kent Davis told us. The increasing numbers having them to relook at maybe cranking up. Phase two a little bit sooner,
right,
and maybe even another cemetery and another location in the state.
Right. Yeah. And you know, he was talked to him a little while ago, and he's just got out of Dothan. They're putting together a new project over there that I'm interested in listening to as well, about the city of Dothan, about veterans and being veterans advocates for some of the things that are occurring around there. So that's just awesome. And they did, you know, he told us that they were going to get those 10 new VA individuals that will be in each one of these counties, and they just opened up one of the offices, I think yesterday or day before, and put the first vet representative in place out of the 10.
Yeah, I tell you what, he's doing a great job.
Oh, unbelievable. You
know, a breath of fresh air for us veterans in the state. And the guy never sits still. I tell you, man, he is constantly going around to all the offices and finding out how his folks are doing. What? And like I said, we're going to hear from his guy here in Mobile. And so I tell you what, it's really great. And the new home going in up at Enterprise, Alabama.
Right, that is just awesome. I think they're building 100 acres up there as well, yeah.
And the other two homes going under total renovation right now. So we're very fortunate in the state of Alabama to have that. But we're capped off by a federal cap of 1,000 beds.
Right.
And we're not there yet, but we're getting close.
We're well on the way.
Yeah.
All right. We appreciate it, Lou. Hang on. We'll be back here as soon as the tirade's over. But you can always go to scuttlebuttnetwork.com for more information. And on the other side of the break, more with Lou Lotigue from the South Alabama Veterans Council when we return on the Scuttlebutt from the tirade.
Into the sun. Here they come, zooming to me.
Well, listeners to SBN may not be surprised that I've been a supporter of President Trump since this election and have been more than pleased with his decisions and achievements when it comes to our military and veterans. I believe that this extends to his recent orders to bring our troops home from endless wars in the Middle East, specifically Syria and other around this world. Oh, wait a minute. Did I offend someone for telling the truth? Oh, what the hell. I might as well not stop there. As President Trump starts to put his 2020 campaign into high gear with numerous sold-out rallies throughout the nation, it has become more and more apparent that his opponents in the Communist Democratic Party, the Never Trumpers, the Pierre Delecto shadow twits, and the complicit mainstream media have not recovered the fatal night in November 2016, which propelled Donald Trump into the White House as the commander-in-chief. Their never-ending search for the spy who loved him from Russia to the white robes hidden back in the closet of his Mar-a-Lago estate to the current attempt to make a quid pro quo out of a simple favor to get to the root of 2016 election collusion between the Dems and the Ukraine demonstrate the depths to which the Trump derangement syndrome is a real and ongoing state of the mental instability for those who would topple a duly elected president. In many ways, we have not seen the likes of this behavior since the heydays of the counterculture in the late 60s and early 70s, when anti-establishment became a buzzword of the tumultuous 1960s. Young people raised in comparative luxury saw many wrongs perpetrated by society and began to question the establishment. Contentious issues including the ongoing Vietnam War with no clear goal or end point, the constant military buildup, and diversion of funds for the Cold War, perpetual widespread poverty being ignored, festering race issues, a stultifying education system, repressive laws, and harsh sentences for casual drug use, and a general malaise among the older generation. But on the other side, middle America saw the younger generation as spoiled, drugged out, sex-crazed, unambitious slackers. Wow. It's hard to believe that no one has duplicated that description for today's youth. Oh, wait, I just did. Anyhow, many of those today's left, including Antifa, the Squad, and the American-hating communists in the Democratic Party, undoubtedly yearn for the days of Woodstock and the Summer of Love. They longingly look to the iconic people and places of those days to bring about the passion needed to topple Trump and restore the ruling class to their supposedly rightful place with their boot on the throat of the American people. Fortunately for them, one of the great traitors to America has stepped out of the ashes to lead their cause. That's right, Jane Fonda. She was arrested on Friday night after declaring she took time off from her Netflix series to spend months engaging in political activism. Fonda was among 16 people arrested on the Capitol steps Friday, according to a video which shows U.S. Capitol Police on Washington, D.C. appearing to take Fonda into custody with her hands zip-tied behind her back as a crowd of onlookers cheered. Hoorah! The actress was charged with, quote, crowding, obstructing, or incommoding. Reportedly, she was participating in a climate change protest. The arrest came after Fonda, a liberal Hollywood celebrity long known for activism and outspokenness, said she soon planned to leave Tinseltown and relocate to the nation's capital, at least temporarily. And according to the Los Angeles Times, the 81-year-old actress had a goal in mind, to get arrested, which she did. Of course, one might want to ask Fonda, who has actually been dead since 2002, how she thought her flight across America from the left coast to D.C. impacted her overall carbon footprint, and if she might consider moving into the streets of San Francisco to reduce her bloated signature in Hollywood. Of course, Fonda is no stranger to controversial activism, having guarding her nickname, Hanoi Jane, while giving aid and comfort to the North Vietnamese. Jane Fonda chose to be a traitor and went to Hanoi, wore the uniform of the enemy, propagandized for the communists, and urged American soldiers to desert. As our troops were being tortured and some of the POWs murdered, she called them liars. After her heroes, the North Vietnamese communists, took over South Vietnam, they systematically murdered 80,000 South Vietnamese political prisoners. May their souls rest on her head forever. History is a heavy sword in the hands of those who refuse to forget it. In 1975, after the fall of the South Vietnam government, Fonda returned to Hanoi with her newborn son, Troy, for a celebration in her honor for the work she had done for North Vietnam. During the celebration, her son was christened after a Viet Cong hero, Nguyen Van Troy, who had attempted to assassinate Secretary of Defense Robert McNamara while on his visit to South Vietnam in 1963. There are those that believe that Jane Fonda was simply young and impressionable. Fact is, Jane Fonda was 34 years old when she made her infamous trip to North Vietnam and was in her 30s when she participated in anti-war demonstrations and rallies. During this same time period, a large number of young American soldiers who had not yet reached their 21st birthday were fighting the war in Vietnam and were held accountable for all of their actions. These same young soldiers were, upon their return to the United States, still not of legal age to vote or buy alcoholic beverages, and many were spat upon or worse by the peacenik hippies wandering the streets of Haight-Ashbury in San Francisco. Fortunately for the cause of freedom and the future of our nation, those soldiers turned veterans are now the very guardians of the liberty for which they fought so valiantly. Though they may not be as lean as when they returned home, they are just as mean and are mad as hell at those as such as Fonda and Sanders and Warren and the AOC squad. Those who couldn't run a lemonade stand, but who seem to want to tell the rest of America how to live. In the face of the communist left, we stand as patriots in defense of this nation. Yes, a great nation. Thomas Jefferson once wrote, "The tree of liberty must be refreshed from time to time with the blood of patriots." Unfortunately for Fonda and her ilk, it can also be refreshed with the blood of traitors. For the Scuttlebutt Network, this is Tom Claxton. Oh, did I tell you can follow me on Twitter? It's at Topicus Catechus.
Where's your drill sergeant, men?
Lord up, sir!
Lord up, sir! So am I to understand that you men completed your training on your own?
That's the fact, yeah!
These are exactly the kind of men I want working on the Scuttlebutt Network.
And welcome back to the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, voice of the veterans for the veterans on 106.5 FM, streaming live at scuttlebuttnetwork.com, along with Tom Claxton. I'm Cal Walters. A couple old Marines with just a little bit to say, the First Amendment right to say it and the fighting spirit to keep it. And we are still talking with Mr. Lou Lartigue from the South Alabama Veterans Council. Lou, thanks so much for being with us.
Hey, I tell you what, after that tirade, what can I say?
Check me out on Twitter.
Wait, Tom, that was a good one.
Oh, yeah.
That was a good one.
I have a great rider.
I tell you, those ghost riders, you can't beat them.
Oh, man, you can't beat those ghost riders.
But, that was good. And anybody who was there can identify with that. And, hey, I had one other thing I wanted to, right quick, tell you about, and that's the Veteran Community Care, the VA Mission Act. It looks like it's getting traction, and we have a number of fact sheets that detail that act and how to go about getting it through the clinic out there at Tillman's Corner, how you can get appointments set up for care. And that not only includes, you know, just regular appointment care, they also have a capability to support emergency medical care and urgent care.
How can we get those fact sheets,
Lou? With VA doctors in the network.
How can we get the fact sheets?
We'll have them put on our SAVC.net here in hopefully about a week. Just now getting our webpage back up, after these crazy Iranians wanting and blew up a bunch of sites and got ours.
Yep.
And I'm finally, running through the FBI and the...
Yeah, we run out of time. All right. Thank you, Lou. It's a real pleasure to have you on. Cal,
we appreciate Lou being on. Lots of good information. And, of course, if you go to the SAVC website, you'll be able to find out more about how to get those fact sheets. And we'll have Lou back on for some additional information. But, Tom, a great show. A lot of good information got out there. It's always great to have Lou on with a wealth of information. But that's going to bring us to the close of tonight's edition of the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, The Voice of the Veterans. For the veterans, if you like the show, thank you. If you didn't like it, tell it to the Marines. One way or the other, please join us again. God bless America. Remember, hero is not a four-letter word. We will catch you on the other side.
Hoorah!
Rates, policy forms, and availability vary by state. Did you know life insurance rates are near record lows? If you own life insurance, or if you're thinking of buying any, why spend more than you have to? Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped literally millions of people just like you save a fortune on their life insurance. Here's how they do it. They monitor the products offered by dozens of the most well-respected brand-name life insurance companies you trust so that you get the lowest rates. For example, a healthy 40-year-old can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $20 a month. 20 and 30-year rates are also available. Don't forget to ask them about the new term life plans that guarantee your money back even if you outlive your policy. Take 5 minutes and call AccuQuote for your free quote. Call 1-800-318-1787. Find out how much you can save on your life insurance. Call AccuQuote today at 1-800-318-1787. That's 1-800-318-1787.
Turning up your voice.